Guys, welcome back. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the difference between investing in the North and the South, and I'll explain some of the rationale as to why I've also changed my own property investment strategy over the last 5 years or so, and I'll explain the differences between what you can expect between those two areas. The quick overview here is basically the main difference is price. So your entry level price for, I'm going to specifically talk about blocks of flats because that's my main area of investment as a part of a title split, but I'm going to use that as examples of giving you prices. So the main difference between the North and the South is the value of the buildings that you're buying. Typically, the prices will be a lot more in the South of England than the North of England. But with that comes yield. The yield difference is a lot better than in the North than in the South, because ultimately you're paying less for the building, but the rent are not as different to the South in comparison to how much you're paying for a building. So you have a yield difference, but also you have a capital growth difference between those two. Capital growth typically is a lot higher in the South of England than it is in the North of England. If you look at the economic data, usually a property will double in the South somewhere between 8 to 12 years. And in the North, it will take some time around 15 years to double. So you can see the capital growth is still present across both parts of the country, but less so in the North, and it does take a lot longer. Purely just by looking at inflation rate alone means that the property prices will go up anyway. But then you've got demand and supply and changes in the economic landscape, like they're building the HS1. Back in the days, Manchester became a hub for lots of big businesses. So you have lots of changes happening from the North to the South to try and improve the North as a hub. So in terms of investing in the South, well, quite frankly, you can expect strong capital growth. Demand tends to be higher because in terms of number of people living down in London alone is around 8 to 10 million, depending on the geography of London that you're looking at. So lots of people now can't afford the A406 ring of London, the M25 ring of London. So what's happening here, people are having to, and we have benefited significantly from that, where I invested quite a lot around the M25 of London over the last kind of 15 years or so. And now lots of my tenants are commuting into London to work and then back out into the home counties to live. So you have strong demand for rent that then pushes up the capital growth, because then there's more demand, less supply, and the prices go up. In terms of negatives around, or not so good stuff around the South, clearly you have to have a lot more money to come into it. One, so there's the higher cost of entry. And then the second thing is you have a lower yield, I should say, in terms of your rent that you charge, because ultimately there is a maximum amount of rent that you can charge, which is significant in the South, but still there's a maximum amount, and on average you're paying a lot more for the building. Conversely, investing in the North, you have higher yields, so you're paying a less amount of money for the building, and you are then, but you're foregoing the capital growth timeline, so you have to wait a long period of time to actually get the capital appreciation to go up. So which one's better for you? Well, actually, to be honest, it will depend on your personal situation. So firstly, if you're looking for passive income, personally, I think the North now, as part of the title split strategy, let me give you an example. I've bought 41 units in the last quarter, some of them in the Southeast, some of them in the North. And I'll take one example in each. So in the North, I've paid for one of them, $250,000 for six flats, two shop, and we spent about £35,000-£40,000. Let's say we round it up, we spent £300,000 in total. We're making £4,000 a month on the rental, so that's £48,000 annual rent. That's for the maths, let's say £50,000, so that's 20% return on the money, give or take, or 18%. Whereas I bought a block of six flats on the South East Coast for £1 million, £975,000. The rental income is around £4,000 also. But look how much money I've paid three times over. before you ask, well, why did I pay that? Well, actually, this one is an amazing building that we paid $975,000 after title split, revalued at $1.35. I took all my money out, $975,000, and I've got 100% mortgage, basically, in fact, on this, and it's still yielding me a passive income. Plus, on top of that, I've got a piece of land that I'm going to look for planning permission for. So you can see the difference in pricing between the north and the south, 300,000, 50K of income versus £1 million for roughly, or a bit less income on that. And that's the difference you have to think about when you're coming into deciding whether you go for passive income or capital appreciation or a mixture of both. For me, I want to spend the money today. And that's why now the north or anything that I buy below market value that I can spend the £4,000 today is what I'm looking for. In 15 years' time, quite frankly, I'd be too old. I wouldn't want that sort of money anyway. But in terms of what the decision you make, you've got to, there's a trade-off. How much money you need today versus how much you think you need in the next 15 to 20 years. So the difference between the north and the south and why I've changed, my mentees have I've changed their mindset about how the investment should work, and more importantly, what decision making we should all be making. So I will leave it here, and then I'll look forward to the next episode to see you when we're going to be talking about the most common mistakes that property investors make. And so you can join me there, and I'll be able to take you through some of those mistakes so that you can avoid it yourself.